Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Word of a potential breakthrough involving Hamas-held hostages in Gaza as Israel continues to wage its war on the group.
There's new movement toward a deal to free at least 50 of the hostages being held by Hamas, including women and children. They would be released in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and the release of some Palestinians held in Israeli jails. But sources say Israel has requested a three-day ceasefire while Hamas is demanding 7 days.
ABC's Justin Finch. Democratic Party headquarters in Washington evacuated Wednesday night after a large number of Palestinian supporters massed outside, demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. 6 police officers hurt in clashes. After a meeting lasting 4 hours Wednesday, President Biden and China's Xi touted modest agreements. The two powers' militaries to resume direct communications. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of the worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjon Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about you, brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want to be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast, partly cloudy skies today with highs around 64. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight's light chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 34.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Zone. Sows, cows, plows. Heck, anything connected to farming's on the menu here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Maybe not as much sunshine as we saw yesterday, but plenty of warm temperatures on the way. Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke checking in from the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City, where we're enjoying very mild weather, just like Wisconsin. Today, partly cloudy, but we're warmer than we were yesterday. 65 are expected high. Tomorrow, cools down a bit. Cloudy skies in 44, but then sunshine back on the way Saturday and 52. Sunny on Sunday and 54 degrees. Now, I do have to caution you, we've got a chance of rain in the forecast Monday, Tuesday of next week. But I'll tell you what, judging by the dust that's been flying and also the harvest reports I've been getting on our talk text line, the rain won't necessarily hurt us. By the way, keep me up to speed on what's happening with your harvest. The toll-free talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Got a question for Bryce Windecker. He's our commodity broker guest this morning. He's with EverAg, and we'll take a look at what's happening with dairy. If you've got a question, go ahead and let me know on that talk text line. So stick around. Plenty of details to come on a Thursday from the National Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City.
Incoming! Don't worry. It's not raining elephants. That's just the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering our strongest silage lineup ever. Again, get ready for even better trait quality, even greater tonnage potential, and even more milk per acre. See how Dairyland Seed silage outperformed the competition in your area at showmethesilageyield.com. That's showmethesilageyield.com.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Mark Knoll describes his family's farm in the Driftless region as a slice of heaven, but it didn't get to be that way overnight. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Knoll's Dairy Farm in Buffalo County has worked the land for generations to make sure that the soil stays in place, the oak trees grow tall, and the wildlife have a place to call home. The farm is one of four finalists for the prestigious Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. And after you hear Mark describe it, you're going to want to go visit. He tells me about the decades-long conservation projects that have proven their worth. But first, he introduces us to the farm and its history.
My dad moved up here with his father in August of 1929. Dad was the fifth son. And my grandma and grandpa had the hardware store in town, and grandma just said when they had five boys, she says, we're not bringing them up in town. And this farm came up for sale on top of the bluff here above Alma, and they moved up here. That was in August of 29.
Mark, what do you farm?
We got a dairy farm here, and we milk around 120 cows. We got about 400 acres of cropland. We've got 450 acres of woodland on the farm. We own 735 acres here.
Why were you selected as a Leopold Conservation Award finalist?
I guess it's got a lot to do with where we're farming and how we got to deal with the topography here and everything. We've been no-tilling and using cover crops and stuff for, oh gosh, going back into the 1980s. But my dad laid out the first contour strips here in 1954. We've got that 400 acres of cropland that we have. It's divided up into 121 different little fields. And it looks pretty from the air, but it takes a lot more work dealing with the crop rotations and the contour strips and everything, all the odd-shaped fields. The problem, and my dad recognized it way back in 1954, we have a lush soil here. It came in on top from the wind. In 1987, the University of Wisconsin was up here, and they did a boring in one of our fields. They went down 22 feet before they hit any stone. And the professor that was doing this explained to me how all this came in when the glacier retreated, the Minnesota glacier, the most recent one, retreated across Minnesota. The prevailing winds would pick up dust from the drift area that was left, and when it would hit the river valley here, it would settle out on the downwind side like a snow fence, kind of. And to this day, it's still coming yet. When Minnesota's got everything all tilled up, sometimes we see that on windy days where there's dust in the air. But this lush soil here is on the front edge of the bluffs and probably goes in over a mile or better. And so we don't have any stone up here. Stone doesn't fly unless it's really, really windy. So our soil is a good soil, but it's so fragile. The erosion can be horrendous. If you plowed everything up, it would just be gone. It just doesn't take it. We've actually built, in 1964, Dad put in our first earthen dam on the farm, and now we've got over 20 earthen dams that we've built throughout the years to hold water. We get some heavy rains, and of course, I always tell everybody we're well drained here. It's all downhill out of here, but it holds water and replenishes the aquifer and that kind of stuff and prevents flash flooding. We keep trying stuff and seeing what works and what doesn't work.
Conservation in your neck of the woods is almost a necessity because of the need to keep the soil where it's at. But Mark, you've also been working on other projects that go beyond production agriculture. Tell me what else you've worked on with the family.
I was on the Conservation Congress for 4 decades. Being I was dealing with DNR people a lot, local game manager down here, we're talking about the bluff prairie restorations that were the old bluff prairies that we used to have years ago, grew up into red cedar. They were kind of dying out, so a lot of people were pushing for some restoration. Our farm, we actually have a park that's a city park, Buena Vista Park, in fact, is what it's called, where people drive through our land to get out to that point to look over the river. We have an old bluff prairie remnant, and my son and I went at it. We grabbed a couple chainsaws, and we said, we go down there, start on the Alma Dugway, and we'll cut our way up the hill. We'll just go back and forth along the bottom, and we'll cut these cedars and tip them over to the downhill side. And, we'll have it all done in about 4 hours. Yeah. Well, we went down there. We worked for 4 hours, and we quit and went down to the pickup, and we drove up the Dugway, and we looked back to see what we had done, and we couldn't even tell where we had been. But we kept going back 4 hours at a time always, and it took us about a month that we finally got all these things cut off up the whole slope of the hillside. We started doing fire and stuff like that, using fire and prescribed burns, and we worked on that so far, a dozen years or so ago that we started this. I take people out there now, like the sixth grade conservation tour and stuff. I take them out and look at the plants, and we talk about the fire that we use. It's a south-facing slope and beautiful view now. In fact, my wife and I have a picnic table out on the point right out there that we put out there, and we go out there and drink coffee in the morning and watch the world come to life, watch the animals and the insects and the plants. And they did a habitat inventory. The DNR came up and went through there, and they found some rare plants that, for some reason, the seed must have laid in the soil for a lot of years. But when the fire came through, these plants start growing again. We enjoy that, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you certainly have done a lot of work, and you've also continued the jobs that were started generations before you, between the Conservation Congress and then just the conservation work you do on the farm. What legacy do you hope to leave behind?
Right now, my brother's son, Scott, has been buying into the farm. I look at it that I want to leave the land better than when I started. I want it to be improved, And we're always looking to make things better with our land. And the land is going to be here forever. we're just here for an eye blink, really. You know, my generation, I've been farming here for all my life, but it's the land that's going to be here forever. And you just want to leave it in better shape than when you found it. It's tough to do sometimes. I enjoy when I'm out in the corn planter. There's no other place in the world I want to be. And we do a bunch of forestry projects and stuff too. We've been doing some clear cuts. We try to do about a 20-acre parcel at a time. We don't do them all at once. Well, we started our first clear cut in 1993, and I think we've done 7 of them so far. Our intent is to get oak regeneration, number one. That's why we do them. Oak will outcompete anything if it has enough sunshine with it. We go and do these clear cuts, and one of the results of the clear cut is it gets so thick that the habitat for the wildlife improves so much. Spend a lot of time watching animals. We got cellular game cameras out and stuff like that. I really get a big kick out of it when we get some strange stuff that comes through. And it's kind of cool when you got a badger coming through, or we got bobcats now that are all around us. Bear, black bear coming through. I got a picture of 3 barred owls sitting down in the bottom of what we call the 80. You know, to see 3 barred owls in one picture, stuff like that. It's cool to watch that. I enjoy going out and sitting on a stump and watching the squirrels play. Sometimes I find that very therapeutic.
And ahead of our conversation, Mark, you said that the farm was nominated for the Leopold Conservation Award by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau. What does that mean to you to have the county, the community want to recognize your family for the work that you've put in?
Well, you know, we didn't do it to be recognized. That might sound stupid, but we just did it because we thought it was the right thing. And it's cool to get the recognition and stuff, but just some places of our farm are just like magical. To me, they are. When I can go out and spend time out there and look at it, my children, for Father's Day, they gave me a drone. And I learned how to fly it, but it's got a really great camera on it. And when I got to start seeing the farm from a level, you know, like 300-400 feet above the ground, and can fly all over the farm and look at it from it's like, wow, this is really cool place. And I'm in love with the land here. I really am. And it's kind of, I'm sure that whoever was here before me was too. In fact, we got a 5,000-year-old burial mound out on the point out here from our house. It's, they were enjoying it 5,000 years ago, too. We're just here, our brief moment in time that we're here to take care of this land, and you want to do it right. And, you know, we keep trying.
Mark Knoll taking some time with us of Knoll's Dairy Farm in Buffalo County. His family is one of 4 finalists for the 2023 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. This is a prestigious recognition for farmers dedicated to the land, water, and wildlife in their care. The selection committee will announce a winner this month. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. D-Cycle on a Thursday.
D.C. Tell, that's 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
They have the best prices, something for every budget. They have incredible quality jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, diamonds, engagement rings, traditional and modern styles, and you can customize your own. Something for a Badger Packer fan? Goodman's Jewelers has it. A true icon in Madison, the city's oldest full-service jewelry store, is your family. Goodman's Jewelers.
Roses are red, violets are blue, and you bet she'll be talking farming with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hey, hey, hey. Good morning again, everyone. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke checking in from the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City. We're going into day number two of a very full conference for farm broadcasters all across the United States. I'll tell you what, if it sounds like I've got more energy in my voice, it's right. Although the days are long, the camaraderie is fantastic, and so is the weather here in Kansas City. But I don't know that there's a lot of people complaining in Wisconsin either. Let's find out about our forecast for today. Headed into the weekend, Stumach, our ag meteorologist, along with us. And you know what, buddy? I still say about the only folks that might have a reason to complain a little bit going into the weekend are our deer hunters, huh?
You're correct there, Pam. It's not at all what I consider to be a deer hunting forecast. No snow, not all that cold either. In fact, a lot of us are going to see 40s this weekend, although 50 or better, not out of the question in western Wisconsin. Very, very mild conditions are going to be in store. There's no doubt about that. Today's the day we get a change. A cool front's going to swing through out of the northwest. And for most of us, it's in the night when a very small chance of a shower exists. Probably late afternoon, evening at La Crosse, and not until quite late in the night at Beaver Dam and Fond du Lac, but just a small chance of some scattered light rain shouldn't amount to much. And then, of course, those clouds that start to build in will begin to clear out again. A little more sunshine, but a bit cooler Friday, starting to moderate in the weekend, back to above normal. In fact, the upper 40s, even some 50s around, especially in the west. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Clock is ticking. Is your order in for the Thanksgiving bird at Bavaria Sausage? Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here to remind you Bavaria Sausage is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online. BavariaSausage.com. I'm also being reminded that the holiday goods have arrived but are in limited supplies. That's kind of the same situation for the Thanksgiving turkey you're looking for. They are in limited supplies as well. Remember, great prices of locally grown turkeys. They've got a variety of sizes again this year, but make sure that you call the store and place your order. You know what that phone number is? 800-733-6695. Pick up the phone. Tell them what size you want. They'll have it ready to go. You can pick it up the week of Thanksgiving. 800-733-6695. Or better yet, stop in and visit with the crew at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchroner Road in Fitchburg, Bavaria Sausage.
So expect that we'll see a mostly sunny but breezy day today, quite breezy, as we still push up in the 60s, low or even some mid-60s, south winds about 10 to 20, even gusting near 35. Clouds develop in the west, an evening small chance of a shower there, late night further east, mostly cloudy, breezy overnight in the mid or upper 30s, south winds 10 to 20, gust near 30, become northwest quite late in the night, and then we clear it out again, becoming sunny, staying cooler Friday. Lower, call it mid-50s, if you will, near 44 or 45. A northwest wind at 5 to 15. Sunny skies Saturday. Upper 40s, maybe a 50 at La Crosse. West winds at 5 to 15. With sunshine, 50 and low 50s, warmest in the west on Sunday. A real mild way to wrap up the weekend.
Already one more day will wring everything out of it we can get as far as that weather. Thanks, Stu. Catch up with you tomorrow morning and get us lined up for the weekend. Stu Mocker, ag meteorologist, with the weather details you're looking for on a Thursday. Speaking of details, don't forget, give me your details on how the harvest of 2023 is coming along. How's the moisture running? What about yields? Any challenges that you've been facing? Use that talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-FARM. 301-3276. I can get that information wherever I am. We're at the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City, and I'll tell you what, one group of folks that we're visiting with today during our big trade talk discussion are the folks from FS Growmark. You know, a Wisconsin farmer is currently the board chair for FS Growmark. We're going to visit with him coming up. And Bryce Windecker, broker analyst with EverAg, is also going to wrap up our Thursday morning, focused in on dairy and the changes we're seeing as far as the number of dairy cattle going to beef. Stick around for that.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning. John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody. I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't
but
put it that
ahead.
Way, Jim. No, he said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Word of a potential breakthrough involving Hamas-held hostages in Gaza as Israel continues to wage its war on the group.
There's new movement toward a deal to free at least 50 of the hostages being held by Hamas, including women and children. They would be released in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and the release of some Palestinians held in Israeli jails. But sources say Israel has requested a 3-day ceasefire while Hamas is demanding 7 days.
ABC's Justin Finch. Democratic Party headquarters in Washington evacuated Wednesday night after a large number of Palestinian supporters massed outside, demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. 6 police officers hurt in clashes. After a meeting lasting 4 hours Wednesday, President Biden and China Xi touted modest agreements. The two powers' militaries to resume direct communications. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications.
People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had one of their worst losses of the season a few weeks ago in Toronto. That changed tonight with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors. Big night for Damian Lillard. He ended up leading with 37 points. Malik Beasley scoring as well, having his best night of the season with 30 points scored. Now, the Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who sat out due to a sore calf muscle, for Jay Crowder, out 8 weeks now after having that surgery yesterday for a groin injury. Marjon Beauchamp was roughed up. Malik Beasley spoke to Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Jay Crowder, too. You know, we're still thinking about your brother. We love you. Keep healing. And then, we just got resilience, man. You know, we're a deep team. I think that we want to be where we want to be.
And it was a big win for Bucks manager Adrian Griffin to beat the team he came from before he took over as the head coach of the Bucks. Beasley says he's looking forward to dinner on the coach.
It feels great to get a win for coach. Dinner's on him now.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with highs around 64. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 37. Tonight's light chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 33.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning, John's like, yeah, I told you you look like somebody I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't
but
put it that
ahead.
Way, Jim. No, he said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She walks in this morning, John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, he said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I do not get tired of sharing this weather forecast with you, that's for sure. Today, we're going to kind of run out of the end of our beautiful weather, at least for a little while. Partly sunny skies today, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 44. Sunshine back in the forecast on Saturday, 52. Mostly sunny on Sunday, 54 degrees. And then into the 40s next week with the possibility of rain. I'm Pam Yonke, checking in from the National Farm Broadcaster Convention here in Kansas City. That's going to continue right on through tomorrow afternoon. I've got the entire Farm Report team with me. So it has been a lot of fun catching up with other farm broadcasters from across the United States. Let's see. Today is the 16th day of November. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1945, UNESCO was founded. Do you remember what that stands for? The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. It's a special branch of the United Nations that promotes peace and well-being through education, scientific collaboration, and cultural understanding and exchange. It's headquartered in Paris. Started on this day back in 1945, 195 state members are currently involved. Let's see, in Wisconsin on this day, back in 1887, the first Wisconsin Veterans Home was established up in Waupaca. On this day in 1896, the very first rural free delivery route was set up. It started in Sun Prairie. Rural free delivery routes at that time were free government mail delivery services in rural areas. Yeah, started on this day back in 1896. Happy birthday today to Lisa Bonet. You remember her? That actress was on The Cosby Show, Different World, Angel Heart. She is 55 years young today, and now you know. Well, we're catching up with a lot of folks here at the National Farm Broadcasters Convention, coming from all walks of agriculture. Sometimes you go couple hundred miles away from home just to meet somebody from back at home, like a farmer from Wisconsin that's the current chair of the FS Growmark board. Stephanie Hoff's got more.
About 1,500 farmers from across the country have come together to tell EPA that their proposed herbicide strategy is a bad idea. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. The Environmental Protection Agency released a framework to protect endangered plant and animal species. The strategy is an herbicide point system. If a farmer wants to use an herbicide, they would need a certain amount of points. They get points from certain conservation practices, such as contour strips, as one example. Points are going to vary on the herbicide, the conservation practice, and the location of the farm. Kevin Malsheen farms around 2,000 acres in Racine County, and he was among the farmers who signed the letter to EPA saying that this isn't the best idea. He says the blanket approach will not work for everyone, and it could negatively impact both agricultural production and existing conservation efforts.
The first problem that I have with it is they're making it mandatory rather than voluntary. I think farmers across the board would do these type of things if they knew it was going to help the environment, if they knew it was going to be good for whatever species they're trying to focus on, and we would work with it. But the other thing that is a challenge is making it a blanket rules across the whole Midwest and across the geographies that they're talking about. The challenge that we would also have is that the practices that they want you to incorporate don't work for every piece of ground. They don't work for every farm. In fact, it would probably be different from field to field on a given farm. And that's another one of the challenges that I see with this.
Let's say EPA's framework went through. how would things have to change on your farm? Would you have to give up using a certain product? How would management change for you?
We would have to adhere to whatever rules they put in place in order to be able to use certain products. And to be honest, I don't know exactly which product. I don't know exactly which practice. But I think those are all the things that are a little bit scary for our soybean farmers. You just don't know exactly what would come of it if they implemented these rules.
Kevin says farmers should be telling their conservation story more often. Some people may not know that some conservation practices depend on herbicides. For example, farmers use herbicide to terminate cover crops so that they can plant their primary crop. Herbicides also replace tilling the soil, allowing for carbon to stay in the ground.
Well, this is actually one of my pet peeves about farmers in general. We don't do a good enough job of talking about the star story. And I think we have a great story to tell. I think we do a great job of being good for the environment and using chemicals only when needed, only where needed. In turn, we turn out a better product using less chemicals. I think we do a much better job for the consumer and for our farms and for our soil and for everything.
Kevin Malsheen farms around 2,000 acres in Racine County. He was among nearly 1,500 farmers to raise issue with the EPA's herbicide proposal. Growers argue that the point system is too complex. Again, the points all vary on the type of herbicide, the type of conservation practice, and where you are located. Farmers were also concerned with the lack of affordable options so that they can comply with the rules. The American Soybean Association says that for some, the proposed regulations could cost millions, and for others, their location may not allow them to use herbicides at all. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Sick calves got you down? Draining your profits, time, and motivation? Get your calf up and moving now with BioVet's new BaseLite Calf Electrolyte. BaseLite contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. It's easy to mix, palatable, and calves are eager to drink it down to the last drop. Stop feeling down. Pick up the phone and order BioVet's BaseLite. Call 1-800-BIOVET-1. 1-800-BIOVET-1.
I just want to give a little shout out to some Wisconsinites that have been recognized down here at the National Farm Broadcaster Convention in Kansas City. Congratulations to Natalie Rowe from Monticello. She picked up one of our farm broadcaster scholarships. She's currently a student at UW-Madison working on her agriculture communication skills. And congratulations to Michelle Stangler. She's a Watertown native currently at UW-River Falls. She also picked up one of our valuable farm broadcaster scholarships. She's getting ready to travel abroad. She'll be in the Netherlands in 2024, continuing to tell the stories of agriculture. Glad that we could be part of their stories. You can see a picture up of the whole team, as well as those recipients, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. Dairy markets yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood unchanged at 168. 40-pound block cheese dropped another 2¾ cents to 162. The AA butter, that was unchanged on Wednesday at 269 a pound. Coming up next, what's going on in the dairy complex? I'm going to visit with Bryce Windecker, one of the broker analysts with our team from EverAg. He's down in Platteville, and he's going to be joining me next to give you an update on what he saw in the World Ag Supply Demand Report that matters about dairy. Stick around on a Thursday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Equivalent to 8 syringes. As long as your treatment is performed by a skilled medical professional, you should have the natural-looking results you desire.
Let your natural beauty shine through.
Visit us at rejuvenationclinicofsaukprairie.com.
From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
On a Thursday morning, checking in from the National Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City, but we don't want to miss a beat as far as keeping you up to speed on what's happening with the marketplace. Joining us this morning from our friends at EverAg, he's down in the Platteville office. That's Bryce Windecker checking in with us to talk all things dairy. You know, Bryce, we had a lot of information that streamed into the marketplace last week. Most everybody focused in on that World Ag Supply Demand Report, corn and soybeans wise, but there's also elements of dairy that's reported during that report too, right?
Yes, there is. And we've seen international milk production go down in all countries. New Zealand milk production was down a little bit, but then the most significant was seeing the EU down so much, specifically Germany being down 0.5% from the previous month. Dairy product prices over there in Europe are starting to increase now, and when you look at a spot basis on cheese, we are finally competitive when we compare ourselves to the EU and New Zealand there. So hopefully we can get some export business booked here because things are pretty bleak for being the holiday demand season time here.
You know, this is a theme, though, that we've been hearing in the dairy circles for a while now. The United States really about the only place where growth is still possible, growth is still being planned for. I mean, you look at Ireland, the Netherlands, they're being regulated out of any increases, aren't they?
Yes, and definitely. I was just in Germany this past January, and same thing there. A lot of regulations. For example, a family can't build a barn until they get a permit, which takes 6 years to get. And then before they even do that, they have to do a odor test study with the closest town nearby, and they can't have a certain over a threshold 20% of the days out of the year, or else they can't build the barn.
You know, it begs the question, and I've had this from other dairy producers, why would a country litigate out a food source that they need? Is it because they feel confident they can go to the world market and always have a continuous supply?
Yeah, and I think you've got a lot of people getting in there with the agenda that don't understand how much any breed of cattle is the world's perfect recycling bin. You take that rumen and a cow can ferment it into edible protein, whether it be beef or milk, and a lot of people don't understand that you can't grow all these specialized vegetables with all of the different protein sources that you would need to replace it. If you're in the wet clay hills of central New York, let's say, where I'm from. I mean, that is cow country. You know, they can't do anything else with it.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in the very same kind of country, that's for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit more about world trends. We've all been paying attention to what's happening in South America, not necessarily so much from a dairy standpoint, but boy, their weather has been very, very fickle. And that in turn kind of leads to feedstuff concerns globally. What did you notice in the report?
Kind of what we thought all along on corn, having a carryout of 2.1 billion bushels. They actually raised corn yield from 173.2 all the way to 174.9. But as you can see, with the market trading, we've been able to keep support here on corn just below that 470 mark in December. I think the reason for that is going to the soybean balance sheet. They did raise soybean yield to 49.9, but still a very, very tight balance sheet. And South America's planting progress is actually 12% behind last year's pace. And that premium is going to be built into the market here for quite some time until that weather straightens out down there.
Mm-hmm. So now when you're advising folks on, say, 2024, Bryce, is there an opportunity there? Is there cautionary tale about not getting too far ahead? What are you kind of advising going into calendar year 2024?
Yeah, if I'm a dairyman and I'm looking at the price of feed here, and I haven't priced any of my soybean meal or protein needs, I would continue to wait. I don't think there's any sense in chasing this. I had opportunities before. Let's be patient and hope we get some better weather down there for a drop in the market. We've been over this point six times if you look in the past 10 years. I think you remain patient there. But on corn, I would get fairly aggressive at this point, making purchases out into March. Don't go past that because we do have a lot of corn. But I really don't see it getting much cheaper than it is right now. We've got a soy to corn price ratio of 2.8 to 1. Something's got to give there. Beans got to come down or corn's got to come up. And the way things are trading, I'm going to say corn's got to come up a little bit.
Yeah, you sure would think so, looking at our cash price. Now, Bryce Windecker is along with us, one of the broker analysts with EverAg. Remember, if you ever want to touch base with any of these guys, ever.ag is their website. And they literally have folks all across the United States. In fact, Bryce was just telling me, you just got back from a trip out to Colorado. Now, I will grant you, I'm old enough that I don't necessarily immediately think about Colorado as a dairy hub. But you said just north of Denver, there's quite a passel of them, huh?
Yes. Yep. Lots of dairies. It's an interesting place. High competition for feed with all of the feedlots in the area too, and a lot of row crop farmers trying to grow corn silage for all of the cattle in that area.
Well, at last, huh? You said the urban sprawl is really the biggest threat, huh?
Yes. Yes. The land values are through the roof, and as well as water wells and rights. I was talking with one farmer. You look at water wells. They're upwards of $60,000 to $80,000 a piece.
Wow.
It's high cost.
Yeah, no kidding. And it kind of begs the question: what are you hearing from dairy operations going into 2024? Everybody that I've talked to is less than optimistic about what financially 2024 is going to look like. Are we continuing to see folks rethink dairying? I've got to believe there's not many that are really ready to double down and go all in again.
No, I'd even heard of some reports of new dairies that were supposed to get built to fuel some of these new plants that were going up that ended up not building at this time. They're going to wait for sunnier days. And then you've also got this high feed prices that it looks like again. And if you weren't able to get in those better milk prices before now, you're really not too excited. But cow prices are really, really good. You can't find good replacements below $2,500 a piece. When New Mexico dairy cattle are selling for $2,500 to $2,700, that means a lot.
My goodness. Now, and are we seeing continued, at least steady numbers, if not increasing, on the number of dairy cattle going to beef?
No, No, we haven't. You know, I think the saying goes, you can only slaughter a cow once, is definitely coming true. I mean, you could, when you look at the dairy cow slaughter numbers, I mean, as soon as the 1st of September happened, we dropped right off on our dairy cow slaughter. I mean, we killed quite a few animals right through June, July, and part of August. And, I mean, we've been below, you know, the five-year average consistently the past couple of months here. So I think, you know, people are realizing, you know, the replacements aren't out there. If we're still going to be milking cows, we need to hold on to our heifers. And if other people are building for these plants that are coming on in 24 and 25, they're going
to
need them.
Interesting. Something we'll definitely have to watch. Bryce Windecker, again, joining us on a Thursday morning, kind of keeping you up to date on some of the trends, some of the conversations that he's having with dairy leaders, not just in the United States, but like you said, around the world. It is global industry. As always, you can find those folks, get in touch with them if you're doing risk management planning. Best place to start is their website, ever.ag. Bryce Windecker along with us. Again, the whole crew down here in Kansas City right on through tomorrow afternoon for the National Farm Broadcasters Convention. We're popping up pictures and trying to bring you the latest stories from the Farm Broadcasters Convention here in Kansas City. Just pop on over MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us, Fabulous Farm Babe, on Facebook. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning, John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, he said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't.
Yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Building a research facility around an oilseed crushing plant today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The new Ag Innovation Campus in Crookston, Minnesota is an R&D facility, an education center, and an operational oilseed crushing plant with a 240 tons per day capacity. Acting CEO Tom Slunica says the facility is putting new concepts through the paces.
All of those types of ideas have to be proven at a large enough scale so the big companies like ADM, Cargill, Bunge, General Mills, all of them want new innovations, but they're not in a position to try them when they're still not proven.
Plant manager Kent Meyer says the facility is designed to adapt.
Sure, what we're looking at today and what we're geared for is to produce and process commodity beans. But we're quickly going to be able to do beans that are a certain variety that maybe produce like a high oleic oil or something like that.
Beltrami, Minnesota farmer and Ag Innovation Campus board member Mike Skaug says local farmers are pretty enthused about the new facility.
Initially, it'll be more value with soybean oil, of course, to those that seek to deliver here. But ultimately, it's going to be new specialty products. We have the perfect set of growers in this area that take attention to detail, and that's what's needed for specialty crops.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from... You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay. WGBW, 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.